Savage Boy. He's Average Boy. He's Average Boy.
Look out, he's back. With shoes untied and his ears slicked back. Taking life on one day at a time. Average Boy and Jess bringing the rhyme.
Welcome to episode 30 of the official Average Boy podcast.
Oh, 30. I love the number 30. It's actually my favorite number.
Okay, I guess we can go there. Why is 30 your favorite number?
Because that's actually how old Jesus was when he started his ministry on earth. It was an amazing 3 years of healings, miracles, and lots of other stuff, like walking on water. Like he was barefooting before there were even ski boats.
Yeah, I guess he was, you know, and I'm just amazed that we've made it to 30. It seems like just yesterday that we started this podcast. You know, of course, on the official Adventures in Odyssey podcast that I host with Bob Smithhauser, we're up to over 350 podcasts.
Oh, I see. So we're still doing that self-promotion stuff. Okay, in that case, I'm Bob Smiley, Christian comedian, author, and real-life average boy.
And I'm Jesse, editor of Focus on the Family Clubhouse magazine. And I think it's really cool how we already brought up Jesus' ministry, because on today's podcast, we're going to be talking about how we can run the race that God has planned for us.
Is that a good topic? Because, you know, with the Olympics being postponed, no one's running many races right now.
Yeah, I know. It's such a bummer, you know, especially for all the athletes who trained so hard all those years to get ready. You know, the Olympics have always been my favorite sporting event since I was a little kid.
Yeah, in fact, since we knew people weren't running races, Billy and I were so disappointed that last week we actually held our own Billy Bob Olympics.
What a great idea, and a great name. So did you compete in all those classic Olympic events like the steeplechase and race walking, the javelin throw and skateboarding?
I wanted to do the javelin throw, but I'm not allowed to have any kind of spear within 3,000 yards of my house. My mom actually imposed that rule after a situation that she calls the Great Window Crash of 2019. But Billy and I did invite all our friends over. There was Clint and Clay, Trent, Glasses McQueen, even Sarah and Jenny came over. Everyone was so excited about winning a gold medal.
Wow, you gave out gold medals? You know, maybe the Billy Bob Olympics are way more legit than I thought.
Oh, they totally are. And getting gold medals was actually easy. I just used a little bit of shoestring and spray painted the lids to some yogurt tubs and a viola. Gold medals.
Well, I think that's a voila. But if you didn't do the javelin throw, I hope you at least did some track and field events, because, you know, that's my favorite part of the Olympics.
Oh, of course we did, Jesse. We started early in the morning with the long jump competition. Actually, turns out none of us can jump very far. Glasses McQueen won, but he had a little help from my dog. You see, I was standing near the jumping line to make sure that nobody stepped over it before they jumped, and Glasses took off running towards me. And I think my dog must have thought he was trying to attack me. So my dog started running and barking and growling right behind him. And Glasses sure can leap when he's afraid. He not only jumped over the dog, he jumped over most of the yard. And he didn't even stay to collect his gold medal. But his mom did say that I could bring it over when he stopped shaking.
Well, did you win any gold medals, Bob?
Well, since Billy and I were the host country, we didn't think it was fair to compete. Plus, if I'm being honest, with Trent and Clay there, we didn't really think we could win either. Although, I know I would have had a chance with the Meltathon.
Don't you mean marathon?
Definitely not. Nobody wanted to run 26 miles. But in the Billy Bob Meltathon, we run around the block while eating ice cream cone. Sarah actually surprised everyone by winning that one.
Oh, well, what other events did you do?
Oh, tons. We did the shot put. Of course, we didn't really have a shot put, so we threw my dad's bowling ball instead. Trent won that event, but I think mostly because he was the only one who could lift the bowling ball over his head. And then we put together a hurdles course using folding chairs. Now I understand why they're called folding chairs, because as soon as a runner's foot hits them, they snap into a folded position like a bear trap. Nobody ended up finishing the race, but we did have another competition right after that to see who could unfold a runner from the chair the fastest.
Oh, well, who won that one?
My mom actually did, but since she's a professional, you know, from folding all the laundry. So she was disqualified.
Ah, that's too bad.
Actually, she wasn't even upset. She actually said watching my friends and me run around the backyard was the most fun that she'd had in months.
You know, hearing about all your running around, it made me think of one of my favorite Bible verses from Hebrews 12, where it says to lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us.
Yeah, running with a weight really slows you down. I actually learned that when I was trying to carry my dad's bowling ball, but that's what sin does in our life. It just weighs us down. So the best thing we can do is confess to God all the bad stuff in our lives, and he takes away our sin.
And that makes it way easier to run the race that God has planned for us. When you think about it, our relationship with God is a lot like a marathon.
And it could be like a melt-a-thon if you have ice cream.
That's true, but it's really more like a marathon. You know, walking with Christ is a long journey. You'll experience obstacles and discouragement and maybe attacks on your faith. That's why it's so important to have endurance. And that means you keep going and you don't give up.
Oh, speaking of not giving up, God never gives up on any of us. That's why I really like the verse after the one you quoted from Hebrews, where it says, looking to Jesus, the founder and the perfecter of our faith, who, for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God. Jesus knew there would be joy after the cross, so he endured and showed endurance so that we could have a relationship with God.
You know, God endured so much for us, so it's not too much for him to ask us to endure some teasing for our beliefs or if we feel left out of some conversations.
Well, I'll never leave you out of a conversation, Jesse.
Hey, thanks, Bob.
And you know what? I'm feeling good, so I'm even willing to endure one of your jokes.
Oh, awesome. Okay. All right. Since we've been talking about running so much, I've got a good one. Why did the grape stop running in the middle of the race? It ran out of juice.
Okay, I'm not sure if that's funny or just factual, but my takeaway from that is don't be like a grape. Finish the race.
Great job coming up with that takeaway, Bob. Don't be a grape. I love it.
And I love it when we get questions and comments from our listeners, like the question that came in over the phone. Let's listen to this.
How did Daniel get out of the lion's den?
You know, Daniel's one of those heroes of the faith. And talk about running a marathon for God and not giving up. Daniel was taken from his homeland as a kid and forced to live in a country that despised his belief in God. But that didn't stop Daniel from living out his faith. He interpreted dreams, and he rose up to be a trusted advisor. You know, Daniel even stayed faithful when the king of Babylon insisted that everyone could only pray to him. You know, Daniel knew that was wrong to pray to a person, so he kept praying to God, and he got thrown into the lion's den.
That's a great summary, Jesse, but you totally didn't answer the question. Let me take a shot. Daniel got out of the lion's den because God rescued him. Drop the mic.
Well, now, that was a great summary, but maybe a little bit too brief, so can you expand on that, Bob?
Oh, sure. It's one of my favorite stories. So the Bible says that God sent an angel to shut the lions' mouths. Those lions were super hungry, but they couldn't get their mouths open to take a bite of Daniel. It was sort of like the lions were like...
That's a great lion impersonation, Bob. You know, and a great lesson from that story is that nobody should try to impersonate God. The king realized that and honored the one true God. You know, Daniel was so faithful throughout his life that a lot of people ended up following God because of him.
And it shows that not only was Daniel faithful in running his race for God, but God was also faithful to lead and protect him.
Well said. And that's a perfect place to end today's official Average Boy podcast, a presentation of Focus on the Family.
If you want to message me or read more of my stories or buy my books or listen to more of my podcasts, visit averageboy.org.
And those new Average Boy stories appear every month in Focus on the Family Clubhouse magazine. Just go to averageboy.org and click on the link to sign up. And I should know about Clubhouse because I'm the editor.
You already said that in the beginning of this podcast when you told everybody that today's podcast was about running the race for God.
Oh, I just thought of another running joke. What do you call a group of pigs running towards you?
A swine time.
Not bad, but it's a hampede. Get it? A stampede of ham, a hampede. That's a funny one.
Okay, so if you want to help Jesse with his jokes, you can call us and tell us your best joke at 888 888- 465-6595. You can also leave us a question or comment that we may use on a future podcast. Just be sure and get your parents' permission before you call. And please tell your family and friends about this podcast so they can listen too.
Thanks for checking out today's podcast, everybody. I'm Jesse.
And I'm Bob.
And we're here to remind you, don't be a grape.
That's right. Be super average. He's average.